Is the learning in your school competency-based? Is it personalized? Is it happening anytime, anywhere? Is it student-owned? In other words, is the learning student-centered? And are all students learning more deeply, more equitably, and becoming career and college ready? If you have these questions, want to know what the research says about them, and are trying to figure out how to implement these ideas in your classrooms and schools, you've come to the right place. Thank you for listening to the Student-Centered Learning Podcast. I'm your host, Arthur Barriff, and I've been a principal and teacher in student-centered schools for over 17 years, and I can't wait to share a story or interview that will help you help your students.
Hi, my name is Caitlin Vieira. I am a third grade teacher in the city of Cranston in Rhode Island, and I'm also a graduate student at Providence College in the Urban Teaching Program. Today I want to discuss my journey in implementing a project-based learning unit into my classroom. But before I dive into my PBL process, I wanted to briefly give an overview of my project. So in social studies, my students are exploring their city by connecting the past and present through research of the history of Cranston and also exploring how these events are seen today. Once their research is complete, they will create two postcards, one from the past and one from the present, comparing Cranston then and now. Students will also be presenting their findings to the rest of their class. As an educator, I propose this project as a means of improving upon an existing social studies unit that is provided by my district. Although the current unit is sufficient for helping students learn about the history of their own city, it is done so in the traditional mode of instruction, where the teacher holds all the knowledge and the students are expected to soak up that knowledge like sponges. It was helpful to have this unit as a base to work off of, so the planning stage of this project for me was mostly focused on adding in elements of student-centered learning. I wanted to make this unit more engaging for my students, so creating a project-based learning unit was the best path to take because my students would be more in control of their learning. This project allows for students to take the lead while I guide them through their learning experiences. To assess my students' learning, I will be using a rubric that has been shared with the students since the start of this project. Students will be assessed on their ability to connect the past with the present, research skills, cooperative group work skills, and also on their project reflections. Since this is one of my first attempts at implementing project-based learning, I am looking forward to holding a conversation with my students to find out their perspective of this project's process. I also look forward to making improvements to this project-based learning unit because while I believe it is a good unit at this point, I know that it can be improved and I know that my students' input is crucial in order to make this unit better for my future student learning. An element of student-centered learning that is embodied in this project is student-owned learning. Student-owned learning is a model of student-centered learning that allows for the students themselves to take over more control of their own learning, and the teacher acts as a guide or a facilitator of the learning. As the teacher, I am getting students started on their inquiry into the past and present of their city, and then guiding the students through their research by providing the essential questions as well as probing their inquiries. As the teacher in a student-owned learning project, I am the guide for students through their inquiry and their learning. The role of the students in this model is to explore and discover the topic they are learning about and to decide what information they feel is most crucial to make connections between the past and present of the city they live in. So far, the experience of running a student-centered project has been a challenge, but an exciting challenge. It has been rewarding to watch students taking more control of their learning paths, but it has been a learning process for myself as well, in the sense that I need to be more aware of how I'm interacting with students during this project, and sometimes I catch myself becoming too involved. In instances like this, I have to take a step back and physically leave my students to their own work. It is a learning process for all of us, but my students and I are taking on this challenge very well so far. One article I wanted to mention that I read in my early stages of planning for this project was How to Ease Students into Independent Inquiry Projects by Trevor McKenzie and Rebecca Bathurst-Hunt. This article is actually an excerpt from the author's book, Inquiry Mindsets, Nurturing the Dreams, Wonders, and Curiosities of Our Youngest Learners. And I found this article on the KQED website. This article is particularly helpful for me as an educator planning for project-based learning because it nicely outlined the steps the teacher can take to transition from a direct instruction practice to a student-owned model. At the top of the article, there's a very helpful infographic that illustrates the gradual release of responsibilities from teacher to learner as the classroom shifts from structured inquiry to controlled inquiry, to guided inquiry, and then finally to free inquiry. In my implementation, my goal is to achieve guided inquiry. In my district, placing more learning responsibilities on the students is still at a ground level movement, so students are not used to having to guide their own learning paths. So as the teacher in this situation, it's very important for me to understand how to transition my students into learning for themselves, rather than learning to pass a test or pass a quiz. McKenzie and Bathurst-Hunt write that scaffolding is critical to our inquiry journey. Beginning your adoption of inquiry by diving right into free inquiry could result in overwhelmed and underprepared inquiry students. In our experience, without flipping control in the classroom, empowering student learning and scaffolding with the types of student inquiry, students will not feel as confident, supported, or empowered through our inquiry journey. This part of the article spoke to me because it showed me that I cannot just dive into a free inquiry project with my students, but that I need to scaffold and support my students as they are engaging in their learning within a student-centered learning model. Again, something they are not used to. I chose to run this project using the guided inquiry model as described in this article because it allows for myself to provide my students with the topic for their research, as well as the essential and guiding questions for students to use as they gather and analyze information. Through the guided inquiry model, I am still empowering my students by leaving them in control of where they are finding their information, what information they choose to present on, and also how they will present their findings. I am looking forward to getting a hold of McKenzie and Bathurst-Hunt's full book to help further my own knowledge and practice of student-centered learning. Could make for a very good summer read. Incorporating student-owned learning elements into this project-based learning unit benefits my students in a variety of ways. Through student-owned practices, my students are free to engage in their own learning in their own way by dictating their own path. As the teacher, I'm facilitating a deeper learning experience by providing only the guiding questions so that students are free to conduct their own investigations. By allowing students the freedom to direct their own inquiries, I am allowing opportunity for students to learn about things I may have never considered including in my lessons. Deeper learning happens when students are given the space to explore, and my students are certainly exploring in this project so far. The student-owned learning elements embedded into the project require development of crucial skills that my students will utilize now and throughout their academic progress, including higher education, and then further out as they endeavor on their future career paths. Research skills, cooperative group work, and information analysis are vital skills that students need to not only learn, but master in order to be ready for college and future careers. In this day and age, it is not enough for students to just take notes and take a test. Students need to use and explore information using research skills, and they must learn to work within a group or with a partner in order to achieve a common goal. These types of skills are necessary in order to thrive in higher education and in the career path of their choice. Working in an urban ring school, I need to be aware of equity within my classroom for each of my students. Many of my students receive free or reduced lunch. I have parents at home who speak another language other than English. There's a variety of races and ethnicities present in my classroom. I have students who span across the spectrum of grade level abilities, and I have students who have many different and varied styles of learning. So implementing a unit using project-based learning allows for equity within my classroom for my students because, by nature, my students are taking the control of their learning. Student-owned learning is just that. It's my students creating equity amongst themselves by choosing their own paths. Some students may choose to focus in on one aspect of the past, such as the agriculture of Cranston, and then connecting that to the future. Or some other students may feel they want to take a look at the government and development of the city of Cranston and connect that to present day. So facilitating the space for my students to carve their own path for learning inherently creates equity for each of my students because they're able to take control of their academic inquiry as they see fit. To implement the student-owned learning strategy into the student-centered learning project, there are a few steps I need to take in order for my students to be successful. First off, I need to discuss with my students that this project we were embarking on would be different from assignments we had previously done together. Again, this is one of the first times I have fully implemented a student-centered learning strategy into my classroom, and my students needed to understand that this would function differently from previous learning experiences. They were very excited, as they always are, to try something new and explore a new path they had never taken before. Once my students and I discussed the how-to of this project, we then dove into our learning experience. I introduced the topic, which is exploring the past of the city of Cranston and then connecting it to the present, which is the Cranston that they see now and live in every day. And at first, we took a pulse of what the class already knows or thinks they know about the city of Cranston and its history. From this, I led the way in creating essential questions for the students' research and formed groups for the students to work in. Now, my method for grouping was first and foremost done according to student behavior. I wanted this project-based learning experience to be successful, and I didn't want any social or behavioral issues getting in the way of student learning. So I made sure the groupings were of students who could focus and make good choices together. Of course, making groups is not a perfect science, but these groups I have formed have been good thus far in this process. When students were in their groups and had their assignment, I basically set them free to begin their research. I provided the class with the laptop cart for online research, gave them links and website suggestions to start with, and I also checked out books from the local and school libraries. I gave my students some time to get some preliminary research started before I checked in with them. You have to understand how difficult this was for me at first. To keep myself from interfering with their learning, I occupied my time with cleaning up the classroom a little bit, straightening out my classroom library. I really was just trying to let my students freely explore the information they were finding. When I did check in, I was pleasantly surprised by the information they had already found and was excited to be able to help each group focus their findings. It was nice to have conversation with each group as they excitedly told me the things they were learning, and the best thing was they were learning these things on their own. Now, this is the part when the theoretical implementation kicks in. Due to scheduling of state testing and district assessment timelines, my students are a little behind of where I'd like them to be at this point in the project. But going forward, I'm excited to begin guiding my students through the process of compiling the information they've researched and helping them create their final products and presentations. When presentations are done, I look forward to having a debriefing conversation with my students and getting their feedback about the project on what they've learned and how they felt the process went. So I do just want to thank you for listening to my journey of project-based learning and incorporating some student-centered learning elements into my third grade classroom. I hope you learn, just as you can see that I learned a lot in this process as well. Thank you.
Thank you again for listening to the Student-Centered Learning Podcast. Let us know what you think about this episode or what you tried in your school by commenting on our Facebook page. You could also subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher, and please leave a rating so others can find us. You can also follow us on Twitter at STUCNTR Podcast. And remember, students learn deeply when they are at the center.